feeling that everything in America is completely fucked up. You know that feeling that the whole country is like one inch away from saying, that's it, forget it. You think about it, everything's polluted. The environment, the government, the schools, you name it. Speaking of schools, I was walking the Hallett Halls the other day and I asked myself, is there life after high school? Because I can't face tomorrow, let alone a whole year of this shit. Yeah, you got it, folks. It's me again with a little attitude for all you out here in white bread land. For all you nice people living in the middle of America, the beautiful. Let's see, we're on 92 FM tonight, and it feels like a nice, clean little band so far. No one else is using it, and the price is right. And yes, folks, you guessed it. Tonight, I'm as horny as a 10-pecker owl, so stay tuned because this is a Hard Harry reminding you to eat your cereal with a fork and do your homework in the dark.
Chavez, Luis Chavez, yes, just a second.
All right, so I'll pick you up after your book.
Okay, Dad.
And no big dates tonight. You'll be well rested for your history exam tomorrow.
Okay.
Yo, Paige. Anytime, anywhere, beautiful. Mr. Page.
Oh, Miss Paige Woodward arriving.
So rich, so smart,
so perfect.
Cheryl. Good to see you. Want to see the principal this morning.
Huh? Mr. Murdoch, can you tell me what this is about?
We'll see. Excuse me, Mrs. Presswood?
Yes?
Check this out. What is it? It's this guy. He's got a pirate radio station in here. His name is Happy Harry Hardon. He's a total sex maniac.
Of course.
Well, he comes on every night at 10 o'clock.
Okay. Down to business. I got my wild cherry diet Pepsi. And I got my blackjack gum here. And I got that feeling. Yeah, that familiar feeling that something rank is going down out there.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. And everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that the boat is leaking. Everybody knows the captain lied. Everybody got this broken feeling, like their father or their dog just died. Everybody talking to their pockets. Everybody wants a box of chocolates and a long stem rose. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that you love me, baby. Everybody knows that you really do. Everybody
Yeah, I can smell it. I can almost taste it, the rankness in the air. It's everywhere. It's running through that old pipeline out there, trickling along that dumb concrete river and coming up through the drains of those lovely tract homes we all live in.
So who is he? Sweet home. Goes to Humphrey.
I mean, I don't know. Everywhere I look, it seems everything is sold out.
They say this is where the reception is the coolest.
Then he probably lives right around here.
Fucking yuppies.
My dad sold out. And my mom sold out years ago when she had me.
And then they sold me out when they brought me to this hole in the world.
Hey, they made me everything I am today, so naturally I hate the bastards.
Speaking of which, I am running a contest on the best way to put them out of their misery.
Tonight we have number 12 of 100 things to do with your body when you're all alone. Now, are you ready for the incredible sound of Hard Harry coming on his own face?
Oh my God. It's very possible, you know. Oh.
Are you listening to this?
Yeah.
Of course I'm listening.
I have hair coming out of his palms.
Oh, this is a champion one. Oh, yeah.
You listening?
Yeah, I'm going
He's
blind.
He's doing it. Oh, unreal. Oh, my God.
Still growing.
This...
Yes, Hard Harry will go to any length to keep his three listeners glued with Ooey Bluey to their radios, but...
Question is... How far will you go? I mean, how far can you go to amaze and disgust the insatiable Hard Harry, huh?
I mean, how serious are you? I ask you that.
I'm beautiful. Listener. You know what I can't figure out? How you managed to get such great grades and you listen to that radio all night, you know? Tomorrow, don't forget Yale interview. And I don't want you to look too sleepy, you know? Good night, sweetheart.
Get a lot of letters here, guys. Weird. Dear Hard Harry, my boyfriend won't talk to me anymore.
How do I show him that I really love him? Like, I don't know anything about these letters asking for love advice. I mean, if I knew anything about love, I would be out there making it instead of sitting in here talking to you guys.
So, just send me stuff at Box 2710, USA Mail, Paradise Hills, Mesa, Arizona, 84012.
Reply is guaranteed. Dear Harry, I think you're boring and obnoxious and have a high opinion of yourself. Of course, some of you are probably thinking I sent this one to myself.
I think school is okay if you just look at it right.
I mean, I like your music, but I really just don't see why you can't be cheerful for one second.
I'll tell you since you asked.
I just arrived in this stupid suburb. I have no friends,
no money, no car,
no license. And even if I did have a license, all I could do is drive out to some stupid mall. Maybe if I'm lucky, play some fucking video games, smoke a joint, and get stupid.
You see, there's nothing to do anymore. Everything decent's been done. All the great
themes have been used up, turned into theme parks.
So I don't
really find it exactly cheerful to be living in the middle of a totally, like, exhausted decade where there's nothing to look forward to and no one to look up to. That was deep.
Oh, no. Not again. The creature stirs. Oh, God, I think it's gonna be a gusher.
This is the sixth time in an hour. Oh, God.
He sounds like a chronic masturbator.
He prides himself on it.
See, I have to take care of it. Or else I'm going to explode. Just excuse me while I Oh, yeah, this is the thing.
Oh, God.
I'm gonna explode. Oh, take cover, Arizona.
Any time now, man.
Oh, God, it's the best.
Oh, God, yeah.
Free at last. I'm beat. I'm whipped. Quitting time. Gotta recuperate.
There it goes. Sometimes I'm for 5 minutes, sometimes I'm for 5 hours.
That's where I'm at.
They didn't tell you that part, baby.
God, I feel so out of touch here.
This unfolding and developing.
Well, we didn't move out here to stay in touch.
Then why did we move out here?
Clearly, oh, because it's a nice place to live. I'm making good money and,
And I'm the youngest school commissioner in the history of Arizona.
Brian, you know what? The man I married loved his work, not power and money.
That's all right. I still love my work and I love power and money.
You're a young radical, Brian. You're always fighting against the system. And now you are.
I am the system, yeah.
Is that a beer?
Sure.
Have you noticed his behavior lately?
What about him?
He's just so unhappy here.
I'll go talk to him.
Is this not mankind's greatest and most inspired purpose? That of the...
Hi, what's up?
I was just looking for some stamps.
Oh, fine, I got some right here.
You gonna send a letter to one of your friends back east?
No, I thought I might send away for an inflatable date.
You know, one of these days you're gonna outsmart yourself, young man.
I love it when you call me young man.
You know, when I was your age, I was on all the teams and a bunch of clubs. Look, all I'm saying is that school must have some really terrific programs. It's very highly rated.
Just save it for the masses, okay?
Mark, they've got 1,200 students at that school. Certainly, some of them, it gotta be cool.
Look, the deal is I get decent grades, you guys leave me alone, right?
Okay, who is this guy?
I don't know. Nobody knows who he is, but he really hates the school, so I guess he goes here.
Yeah, but all the guys that go here are geeks.
Maybe not, my dear.
Later.
Later.
And so then the larger cars questioned the few remaining Despars more and more. They began to fade away until there was nothing left of them. And they disappeared from the face of the earth. Pretty good, huh? Leading with your heart, not your mind. Mark, I wondered if you'd tell us what you were thinking about when you wrote this.
I just wrote it late last night.
That's obvious. It's practically illegible. Mark? I was hoping that you'd share your feelings about it.
Saved by the bell.
Don't think if I didn't read your composition, it won't be read.
Bye.
Bye. Mark, they're looking for new writers at the Clarion. Don't be embarrassed of your talent.
Hey, Paige.
Hi, Paige.
Hi.
Yeah, I finally got my new Miata. She hears the CD player.
Yeah, she'll hear it.
Unbelievable.
Tennis team's throwing a party tonight.
Later, Paige.
See you there.
See ya.
Hey, that's my box. I was about asking, huh?
Kicking conversation ain't talking about nothing. When all that's really on your mind is what? Yo, baby, let's get butt naked and fuck. That's right. If you're a man, you want it.
You know that.
If you're a woman, you tease him and flaunt it. We move in a group, seduce and capture. And if the posse has good luck, the girls will get butt naked and fuck that night. Islam takes the pictures. And girl.
Morning, Mr. Murdoch.
Morning, Mr. Murdoch.
I'm not stupid, you know.
School is judged on one category only.
academic scores. The lesson of modern education is nothing good comes easily. No pain, no gain.
Excuse me, everyone. Miss Cresswood, you want to listen to this? It's the third take this week. I can't believe it.
Jan, this is no laughing matter.
Enjoy. Hi. You're in my writing class, right?
Right.
Yeah, I like Emerson. She's pretty funky. Now you're in trouble. You owe 25 cents. How to Talk Dirty and Influence People by Lenny Bruce. Who's he? Any good?
He's all right.
Talk a lot?
Not too much, no.
No way.
Guess who? It's 10 o'clock. Do you care where your parents are?
Because after all, it is a jungle out there.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is
over. I don't know. Everywhere I look, it seems like someone's getting butt surfed by the system. My parents are always talking about the system. And the 60s, and how cool it was.
Well, look at where the 60s got them, huh? Come on, people now, smile on your brother.
Everybody get together, try to love one another right now.
Tune in, turn it up, now,
that was the 60s.
This is a song for the 90s from my buddies, the Descendants.
Welcome to Dorina Central. May I take your order, please?
Yeah, I want...
Wales for with that? Oh. Why don't we listen to that one again, huh?
Welcome to Dorina Central, man.
May I take your order, please?
Yeah.
You want Wales for with that? I hate the 60s. I hate school. I hate principals. I hate vice principals.
But my true, pure, refined hatred is reserved
for guidance counselors. Happy Harry just happens to have in his very hands a copy of a memo written by one Mr. David Deaver, guidance counselor extraordinaire, to one Miss Loretta Cresswood, high school principal. I find Cheryl unremorseful about her unfortunate condition. Bastard can't even say she's knocked up.
What channel?
And she's unwilling to minimize its effect on the morale of the student population. Guidance counselors. If they knew anything about career moves, would they have ended up as guidance counselors? What do you say we call Deaver up, huh? Our Harry just happens to have
the home phone numbers of every employee of the Paradise Hills School Commission. Here we go. There you are, Mr. Deevsky.
Deaver residence. David Deaver speaking.
You're live. We're doing a piece on high schools. We understand that you're a guidance counselor.
I'm head of guidance here at Hubert Humphrey High in Paradise Hills, Arizona.
I've been here 7 years.
Could you tell us a bit about what you do?
I run
a comprehensive American values program in which we discuss ethical situations.
Sex education.
What do you say to young people who look around at the world and see that it's become, you know, like a sleazy country, you know, a place you just can't trust? Like your school, for example. How come it wins all of these awards and yet students are dropping out like flies? Why is that? Now, my listeners are curious about your participation in the decision to expel Cheryl Biggs.
I'm not aware of anything like that.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, that's not true, sir.
Cheryl refuses to accept suggestions of a more positive mental attitude towards her health and her future, I'm afraid I find no alternative but to suggest suspension.
Who is this? How did you get this number?
Do you admit it, sir?
Admit what?
That you're a slime.
Now, wait just a minute.
You interview a student,
and then you rat on her. You betray her trust.
Isn't that right, sir?
Well, as you can see,
these guys are played out. Society is mutating so rapidly that anyone over the age of 20 really has no idea. All right, back down to business.
I share a room with my older brother. Nearly every night after he turns off his light, he comes over to my bed and gives me a few arm noogies and stuff. And then he makes me scratch his back and other refinements. Well, it's about time we had some refinements on this show. Then sooner or later he gets worked up and without further ado, he rubs his thing and makes me watch. Signs yourself screwed up.
Well, first of all, you're not screwed up.
You're an unscrewed up reaction to a screwed up situation. You see, feeling screwed up in a screwed up place in a screwed up time does not mean that you're screwed up. If you catch my drift. Now, as you know, dear listeners, if you enclose your number, your reply
is guaranteed.
Hello?
This is Happy Harry Hardon. You're live. Is this Miss Screwed Up?
Yes.
Well, I have a couple of questions. How big is it, this thing you described? Is it bigger than a baby's arm?
What, you don't remember or you don't want to tell me?
Or maybe you made
this whole thing up, huh? Remember, my dear, I can smell a lie like a fart in a car. Well, it's too bad about that one, actually. You see, to me, the real truth is always a bigger turn-on.
It doesn't have to be a big deal. It could be any...
Malcolm, have you finished your homework yet? Your father and I are downstairs watching TV. Why don't you come down and join us for once?
No.
All right, Malcolm. Have it your way.
Thanks.
So, I don't know, send me your most...
pathetic moment, your most anything, as long as it's real. I want the size, the shape, the feel, the smell. I want blood, sweat, and tears on these letters. I want brains and ectoplasm and cum spilled all over them. Hallelujah! And now, all my horny listeners, get one hand free because... yes, the Eat Me, Beat Me lady is back. Come in. Every night you enter me like a criminal. You break into my brain, but you're no ordinary criminal. You put your feet up and
you pop a Pepsi.
You start to party. You turn up my stereo.
Songs I've never heard, but I move anyway.
You get me crazy. I say do it.
I don't care what, just do it.
Jam me, jack me, push me, pull me, talk hard.
I like that. Talk hard. I like the idea that a voice can just go somewhere
uninvited. Just kind of hang out. Like a dirty thought in a nice clean mind.
Maybe a thought is like a virus, you know? It can kill all the healthy thoughts and just take over.
That would be serious.
That would be serious.
I know that all of my horny listeners would love it if I would call up the Eat Me, Beat Me lady, but no! Because she never encloses her number.
Tough luck, creep void.
Always the same red paper.
Same beautiful black writing. She's probably a lot like me. Legend in her own mind. But you know what? I bet in real life she's probably not that wild. I bet she's kind of shy, like so many of us, briskly walking the halls, pretending to be late for some class, pretending to be distracted.
Hey, po
poultry lady. Are you really this cool?
You out there? You listening?
I'm always out here.
I feel like I know you, and yet...
we'll never meet.
So be it.
Well, here's a song for my close personal buddies back east. The Beastie Boys. This is a song that was so controversial they couldn't put it on their first album. But a little night one.
Well, chillin' at the corner this one time.
Cool at the party and running line. Smoking my crack, saying my rhyme.
Count my back just to pass the time. Met a young girl through some base. A boyfriend beef, he was on my case. Took him through the place, threw the mattress in the face.
Shot one boy in his fucking face.
The rap king of Arizona. I don't know. Drugs are out. Sex is out. Politics are out. Everything is on hold. I mean, we definitely need something new. I just keep waiting for some new voice to come out of somewhere and just say, hey.
Wait a second. What is wrong with this picture? Just take a look around.
Well, maybe this is the answer to everything.
Wouldn't that be nice, huh?
Dear Heart Harry, do you think I should kill myself? Great. Signed, I'm serious. And, of course, there is a number here. Well, look.
Hello, serious?
Yeah. Yep.
I guess what I'm asking is,
how serious are you?
Well, how are you gonna do it?
I'm gonna blow my fucking head off.
Oh. Well, do you have a gun?
No, I'm gonna use my finger genius.
All right. So, where is this gonna take place, huh?
Right here.
Well, where is this alleged gun, huh? Do you have it with you?
Write a note.
I mean, you have a reason, don't you? I mean, you're not going to be one of those people who kills themselves and nobody has any idea why they did it, huh?
That's why we need a note, pal.
I'm all alone.
Oh, hey, look, maybe it's okay to be alone sometimes. I mean,
well, everybody's alone.
You're not.
I didn't talk to one person today, not counting teachers.
I sit alone every day, you know?
Just in the stairwell, eating my lunch, reading a book.
What about you?
I hate that. Now I'm depressed. Now, I feel like killing myself, but luckily I'm too depressed to bother.
Great. He's got the phone off the hook now. Rejected again. That's okay, I'm used to it. Terminal loneliness.
People always think they know who a person is, but they're always wrong.
Eats lunch on the stairs.
My parents have no idea. Mine had me tested because I said...
alone in my room all day. Naked. Wearing only a cock ring. It really bugs me. Everyone thinks they know how a person should be. Who cares how I should be, you know? I mean, in real life, I could be that anonymous nerd sitting across from you in chem lab.
Staring at you so hard. Turn around.
He tries to smile, but the smile just comes out all wrong. You just think how pathetic. And he just looks away. He never looks back at you again. Now, hey, Who cares, huh? That's my motto. Well, sleep tight, Cheryl. Sleep tight, Miss Refinements. Sleep tight, Poetry Lady. Sleep tight, Mr. Serious. Maybe you'll feel better tomorrow.
Hey, what's a cock ring? It sounds cool.
How should I know? Maybe it's a ring with a cock on it.
But he said he was wearing it.
Based upon freedom of speech, freedom of press, freedom of your own religion, to make your own decision, that's baloney. Cause if I gotta play by your rules, I'm being phony. Yo, I got the cater to this person and that person. I got the rhyme for the white of the black person. Why can't it all be equal? Music is a universal language for all people. I better get off the rebellious tip before somebody ever says I'm starting to slip.
How much you want for it?
$5 each.
Like your school, for example. How come it wins all of these awards and yet students are dropping out like flies? Why is that, Mr. Dean? My listeners are wondering about your participation in the decision to expel Cheryl Bates.
What is this?
Whose
tape
is
this?
I don't know, sir. I looked around and someone slipped that on.
You know, people, this dancing is a privilege and it'll be taken away if it's abused. You understand that?
As horny as a 10-pecker owl.
Hi, my name's Nora. What's yours?
Mark.
Mark. Well, hi, Mark.
Hi.
Listen, I was gonna cut fourth period. You wanna join me for a smoke in the art supply room?
No, I can't. I gotta go, sorry.
Sorry?
Boy, these damn tapes keep popping up all over the place. They were playing this one out in the alcove.
Who is this guy, anyway? Every day there's more graffiti.
I don't know, but he's sure turning the school upside down.
Has anyone seen Luis Chavez? He wasn't in my class today.
Mine either.
Harry listen to this.
Harry happens to have in his hands a memo written by one Mr. David Deaver, guidance counselor extraordinaire to one Miss Loretta Crestwood, high school principal. I find Cheryl
turn that off.
Unremorseful about her unfortunate.
I have an announcement to make.
I have some very upsetting news. Last night, one of our students, Malcolm Kaiser, took his own life. For those of you who knew him, there will be a memorial service at Dempsey Hall on Friday. I know it hurts. It's painful to lose someone.
You're the voice crying out in the wilderness. You're the voice that makes my brain burn and my guts go gooey. Yeah, you gut me. My insides spill on your altar and tell the future. My steaming, gleaming guts spell out your nature. I know you, not your name, but your game. I know the true you. Come to me, or I'll come to you.
So you are him. Don't worry, I'm not gonna bust you. Aren't you gonna ask who I am?
No, I don't think so, no.
I'm the Eat Me, Beat Me lady. She don't believe me. I know you. Not your name, but your game. I know the true you. Come to me, or I'll come to you. Hey, relax. I'm not really like that. Except when I am.
Look, I really can't handle this right now, okay?
Hey, look, okay? look, it's not your fault. I mean, I was listening last night. I didn't think he'd go through with it.
Mark, we heard about Malcolm Kaiser. We know.
I'm just wondering if you knew him.
No, not really.
Mark, I gotta ask you something. Your mother and I have been talking, and I guess we realized that...
Mark, basically, we thought that you might benefit from maybe seeing a psychiatrist.
Is it that obvious?
No, honey, of course not. We think you're perfect, but it just seems that here you're so sad and lonely all the time.
And we just want you to feel good about yourself.
You had friends in New York, hon.
Are you trying to meet people here at all?
It was never... I know this sounds stupid, Mark, but have you ever just, like, walked up to a girl here and said hi?
Look, the girls here are, they're different. I can't talk to them.
How are they different?
Listen, Mark, I was talking to your English teacher today, and she...
Oh, come on, Dad, please. It's creepy enough around there without you snooping around.
And she says that you've got a great promise as a writer, but that you're having trouble concentrating.
So when is Johnny gonna concentrate, huh? Get happy, get a girlfriend... And then write a bestseller, huh?
Fine, you don't listen, you don't talk to me, you don't talk to anybody, you hate everything.
I can't talk to you people, and I'm certainly not going to a shrink.
Listen, Mark, everybody's got problems, not just you. But you're not going to solve them if you don't communicate them. You've got to talk to somebody.
Okay, he's gone. He's gone back downstairs.
And so family and friends of Malcolm Kaiser... sadly come and go into the night.
Even as Phantom DJ Hard Harry prepares the broadcast anonymously from somewhere in this formerly peaceful community. This is Shep Shepherd reporting live from Paradise Hills, Arizona.
Back to you, Bill.
Thank you, Shep, for that lot.
Yeah, back to you.
If it be your will that I speak no more and my voice be still as it was before, I will speak no more. I shall abide until spoken for, if it be your will.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls.
You see, I never planned it like this. My dumb dad got me this shortwave radio set so I could just speak to my friends back east. But I couldn't reach anybody.
So I just thought I was talking to nobody. But I imagine nobody listening. Maybe I imagine that one person out there. Anyway.
One day I woke up and I realized I was never going to be normal. So I said, fuck it. I said, so be it. And Happy Harry Hardon was born.
but I never meant to hurt anyone. Honestly, I never meant to hurt anyone. I'm sorry, Malcolm.
I never said. Don't do it. I'm sorry.
Anyway.
That's it. Show's over. I'm done. Stick a fork in me.
It's been grand.
This is Hard Harry saying sayonara.
Over and out.
Come on, you can't do this. This is a joke, right?
Come on, Harry, baby, don't stiff. What am I doing? Fuck it. You hear about some kid did something stupid. Something desperate. What possessed him?
How could he do such a terrible thing?
Well, come here. It's really quite simple, actually. Consider the life of a teenager. Huh? You have parents and teachers telling you what to do. You have movies, magazines, and TV telling you what to do, but you know what you have to do. Huh? Your job, your purpose is to get accepted, get a cute girlfriend, to think up something great to do for the rest of your life.
What if you're confused and can't imagine a career? What if you're funny looking and you can't get a girlfriend?
You see, no one wants to hear it. But the terrible secret is that being young is sometimes less fun than being dead.
This is great. He's making it worse.
Suicide is wrong, but the interesting thing about it
is how uncomplicated it seems.
You know? There you are. You got all these problems swarming around in your brain. And here is one simple, one incredibly simple solution.
I'm just surprised it doesn't happen every day around here.
Now they're going to say I said offing yourself is simple. But no. It's not simple. It's like everything else, you have to read the fine print.
For instance, assuming that there is a heaven,
who would ever want to go there? You know? I mean, think about it. It's cool, you know, you're sitting there up on this cloud. It's nice. You know, it's quiet. There's no
teachers. There's no parents. But guess what?
There's nothing to do. Fucking boring.
Another thing to remember about suicide is
it is not a pretty picture. And first of all, you shit your shorts, you know? So there you are, dead.
People are weeping over you, crying.
Girls you never spoke to are saying, why? And you have a load in your shorts.
That's the way I see it, Zumi. Now, they're saying I shouldn't think stuff like this. You know, they're saying
something is wrong with me. That I should be ashamed. Well, I'm sick of being ashamed.
I mean, aren't you?
Sick to death.
I don't mind being dejected and rejected, but I'm not going to be ashamed about it.
Hallelujah.
At least pain is real. You
look around and you see nothing
is real, but at least pain is real.
You know, even the show isn't real. This isn't me. I'm using a voice disguiser. I'm a phony fuck just like my dad. Just like anybody. You see, the real me is just as worried as the rest of you.
They say I'm disturbed. Of course I'm disturbed. I mean, we're all disturbed, and if we're not, why not? I mean, doesn't this blend of blindness and blandness want to make you do something crazy?
Then why not do something crazy? It makes a hell of a lot more sense than blowing your fucking brains out.
You know, go nuts, go crazy, get creative. You got problems? You just chuck them, nuke them.
They think you're moody? Make them think you're crazy.
Make them think you might snap.
They think you got attitude? You show them some real attitude.
Ah, I'd be going nuts!
Get crazy! Hey! No more Mr. Nice Guy! Ah! Ah!
Ah! I'm out.
This is good. This is very, very interesting.
Hello?
Hi, it's me. You're on the air. Are you willing to tell my listeners
what you told me here in this letter? I think they're ready to handle it.
I'm not ashamed.
So tell us what happened.
This guy I knew, he invited me up
to the ridge, and I wasn't really sure why, but
I was really happy because he's pretty cool. He's an athlete and everything.
First of all, when was this and how old are you?
Just before school.
I'm 16.
Go ahead.
So we get up there. We take off our shirts.
And we start fooling around. And then
I sort of told him how much I liked him. Just smiled and said he knew it.
Then he says, why don't we take our pants off and get a tan?
So I did it. But he stalled.
Go ahead.
And then two of his friends showed up and they were drinking beer and laughing. And they took my clothes and threw them up in the trees.
I started to cry, but they just laughed at me, so I stopped. And they started calling me things. I don't even care about that.
I mean, I know I'm into guys, but
this was different.
So what did you do?
Everything. Everything they told me.
I'm calling the police. Fraud, pornography. He is just using those poor kids.
That's the 13th call tonight.
Sounds like kids bullshitting to me.
I don't know. Things like that happen when you're a kid.
Just swallow it, Donnie.
I think you're forgetting what it's like when you're young.
Come on, Shep. Get some kid to call in with some story they've concocted. It isn't real.
Who cares if it's real?
People are riveted. Let's go.
No, people are rebroadcasting this thing over state lines. I think it's time to bring in the feds. This is FCC jurisdiction.
I feel bad that I didn't even do anything. I didn't even say anything.
Now he won't even talk to me. He won't even look at me. I'm pretty confused.
Confused? You're not the one who's confused. You sound like you know exactly what's going on. If anyone's confused, it's those guys out there.
Think about him a lot.
Sometimes I wonder why one person is born
one way and another person is born another way. Are you there?
Yeah, yes.
So I guess you think I'm a faggot wimp, right?
No. I'm just thinking how strong people can be. And how
everyone is alike in some way.
No, everyone needs the same things.
So what are we going to
do about all this?
I don't know. That's the big question, isn't it, huh?
I guess nobody knows, huh?
Well, that's tough. I gotta go.
See ya.
I guess we all gotta go now. Good night, pal. Good night, friends.
Bye.
believe it or not, I care. 8:30 to 3:30. What's that?
Some new hotline Beaver's setting up. Hey, it's like 8:30 in the morning, so I guess it's okay to kill myself. Oh my God, it's after 3, so I guess I'm totally fucked. Hi. What are you doing? Tramp? Bitch?
How's he getting this information?
I want all the locks in the school changed. I want a list of every student with relatives on the staff.
Excuse me. Just found a graffiti on the roof of the cafeteria. They're taking it down now.
What's it say?
Crestwood's a maggot pusswad.
Hey, are you the guy selling the tapes to that guy?
Yeah.
How much?
$5 each.
All right, let me have it. Here you go. Thanks,
man. Selling pretzels, Donald?
Nobody knows who he is.
We don't believe you, Donald.
I swear to God, nobody has any idea.
Well, then, you've got to the end of the day to get an idea. And don't forget, your file is under review, huh?
You better bring all your enrollment files here to my office.
So what do they do to you?
Hey, you Donald?
Yeah.
I'm Joey. Can you get me into the PA?
That's it for Music in the Alto. And from now on, anyone caught defacing school property
Now, hold on a minute.
What's happening? What's going on?
It's Mr. Deaver.
It won't stop.
They're in the speaker system.
Damn it, shut it off. Shut off the whole system.
We can't.
Shut down the whole school.
Now, hold on a minute.
All right, Randy, we'll
see. Hey, you, check this out. Hey, you're the TV guy, right? Hey, you want to interview me? Because, I was listening the first night it was on, and I'm like amazing.
Here, plug it in.
You know, I used to go here, you know, but they kicked me out for no reason. You know what I'm saying? Hey, check it out.
Okay, catch
school colors, you know? It's instant pep rally. Jeez, the smog's getting worse and worse in this town.
Go down on him.
Come here, you.
Whoa. Oh, Mr. Murdoch.
Okay, great.
Can you direct me to the office?
Come on.
This is Shep Shepherd reporting live from deep in the smoke at Hubert Humphrey High.
Sit down.
So, anybody mind if I smoke?
You do understand you're expelled, Mr. Mazzelli.
That's cool.
I can quite legally expel you.
Yo, Loretta, I'm already expelled. Don't you remember you booted me out the first week for dress code?
Then you're trespassing. How'd you like to be arrested?
Hey, that's cool too, you know? Because I told them cameras to wait, you know? I got lots to tell them.
Who's going to believe anything you say? Tell me, who's going to believe you?
Maybe Harry might.
Julia, put it in the locker!
What are you doing?
It's cool. We're safe. Guess what I heard?
What?
That tall smug, Paige Woodward. She burned up all her shit last night right after you suggested it. In her kitchen! Oh, her precious pearls were flying like bullets. Her dad was unthrilled.
This is out of control.
Yes!
Students are requested to inform their parents of an emergency meeting tonight with the PTA and the school commissioner.
That's it. It's over. Just hope it isn't too late.
Mark!
Just leave me alone, okay? Please.
I'm a David Diva.
And I really don't know anything.
I really don't know anything.
Because I am a gutter.
You guys listen to the Hard Harry Show.
Oh, we would never, ever listen to trash like that,
man. He's obscene, dude.
Yo, Mom. Yo, I'm a David Diva.
Registered to a name?
Yes, of course that box is registered to a name, but I can't give it out to you.
But you can to me.
Yes, sir, I can do it for you. I will give it to you instantly. That box is rented to Mr. Charles U. Farley, 1122 Crescent.
But that's the address of the school.
Chuck U. Farley.
In a follow-up to Monday's tragic suicide, we have a story on Paige Woodward, who was a senior at the same high school, who apparently, at the urging of the pirate DJ, set off an explosion in her family's home. We'll have the full story at 11.
Are you okay, Mark?
Don't worry, Mom. I'm not going to blow up the kitchen.
Very funny, darling.
Listen to this.
That still anonymous radio operator, he's been charged with criminal solicitation in the suicide death of Malcolm Kaiser. Elsewhere.
Mark, have you ever listened to this character?
No, not exactly listened.
He's knocking the best school in the district. And apparently he goes there.
Well, Dad, it's not exactly the best school in the district. I mean, there are some problems with it.
But I figure you don't rock the boat, especially if you're sitting in it. Anyway, I wish you'd get going. I don't want to be late.
Come on, Mark. It's your father's big meeting.
Good evening. On behalf of myself and the staff of Hubert Humphrey High, I would like to thank you for turning out in such numbers. I congratulate you on your concern. Now, before we begin, I would like to introduce our new school commissioner, fresh from several educational triumphs on the East Coast, Brian Hunter. Before I introduce the rest of our speakers for this evening...
Excuse me, Mrs. Cresswood. Can we just skip the preliminaries and find out what you're doing about all this?
Well, when I introduce Mr. Deaver, he'll talk about our new 24-hour hotline, and he'll also discuss...
Wait a minute. The kids who need the most help, like the ones with drug problems, they don't go in for stuff like that.
I know kids. I mean, they just want to be happy.
Would you please sit down?
Frankly, this radio person is the whole problem. Are we going to allow this guy to be heard by anyone who can turn a dial?
Please, one at a time.
I work with teenage gangs in the city, and I say we go after this guy.
Yeah, remove him physically.
Please, we can't have this kind of meeting. This is not the way
I... Everybody, you'll all be heard, I promise.
Brian,
we have to stay here all night long.
I know what I'm doing.
I promise.
This girl blew up her kitchen last night.
My name is Paige Woodward, and I have something to say to you people. People are saying that Harry is introducing bad things and encouraging bad things. Well, it seems to me that these things were already here.
Please go and sit.
My God, why don't you people listen? He's trying to tell you that there's something wrong with this school. Half the people that are here are on a probation of some kind. We're all really scared to be who we really are. I'm not perfect. I've just been going through the motions of being perfect. And inside, I'm screaming.
Paige, you were a model student.
Why don't you listen?
Let's hear what she has.
Paige, come back here.
Paige, I want to hear what you have to say.
Do you know who he is? Are you prepared to do anything that he says?
Can you hear me? Don't listen to them. Don't listen to any of them. Stay on.
Has this affected your schoolwork?
Stand hard.
What do your parents think about this?
Are you on drugs?
Are you on psychiatric care?
Please, everyone, try to remember that we're talking.
I got a lot of homework. I'm going to take off. Right?
Mark. I know why you're really going home. Because you want to listen to that show tonight, don't you?
Paige.
access to look within.
What are you doing? Those your letters? You having fun?
Yeah.
Hey. Here, I stuck some of these off the wall for you. I mistakenly thought you might want them.
Thanks.
So I guess you're not going on tonight.
Brilliant.
Is this all just a game to you? You know, you can't just shout fire in a theater and then walk out. You have a responsibility to the people who believe in you. What is this? Come on, say something. Say anything. Open your mouth and say, get the hell out of here, bitch.
I can't.
You can't what?
I can't talk.
Sure you can talk.
I can't talk to you!
I got a letter from this guy who has this problem.
He can't talk. I mean, he can talk, but never when he wants to. Not to girls, not to people.
What they say around FM 92?
Yeah. I can't believe it's as bad as they say.
He just opened up his mouth. Nothing came out.
And then this jerk finds somebody that he likes. Which is probably the worst thing that can happen to a person that can't talk. So, I mean, I don't know what to tell this guy because, I mean, lately every time I give advice, the fit hits the shan. I don't know, maybe the best thing to do is just turn around, face the music, and try to talk.
Mark?
Damn it. Coming!
Mark, it's just us. We want to come in for a minute.
Just give me a second here. 2 seconds.
Mark, unlock the door.
Mark, can you hear us?
Yes, yes.
We want to come in
for a minute.
We know
you're in there. Open the goddamn door.
On my way. Hi.
Your mother and I have been out there for 5 minutes. What the hell are you doing in here?
I was just reading.
Oh, come on, Mark. We heard you. We heard you talking, all right?
Yeah, I was reading aloud.
Oh, come on.
Mark.
You really expect us to believe that?
Okay, I'll tell you the truth.
He was talking to me. Hi, I'm Nora De Niro. Oh. Nice
Hello.
To meet you.
Oh, hi. How do you do?
I was afraid you'd be mad at me for interrupting Mark's homework.
No,
at all. It's fine. You don't know how happy we are to meet you.
Yeah, really.
Well, listen, I gotta go, but it was really nice to have met you. Oh. Bye, Mark.
No, you don't have to go. It's all right. Mark, she doesn't have to go. We'll leave you alone.
I'll see you tomorrow.
You've been a bad dog, haven't
Brian.
You? You know, for a second there, we actually thought you were that crazy DJ character.
Maybe he's not that crazy, Dad.
Right, very funny. Now go get her. Come on. That's my idea of homework.
Yeah.
Sorry about that, folks. Technical difficulties.
That's what happens all the time in professional radio.
Let's see. Who do we have out there tonight, huh?
The usual band of teenage malcontents. I certainly hope so, because Art Harry is feeling kind of rude tonight.
And she's so pretty,
yeah,
too.
Love gas for all my super.
That little lech.
Well, like father, like son.
Ow! I feel good! Damn! Ah, well, 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 well. The big news. The emergency PTA meeting to discuss yours truly. Yes, all of the professionals have come out to talk about little old me, and now they've all run home
to tune in and listen to what they've all been talking about. They say that I am
deluded, demented, deranged. Well, guess what I say?
So be it!
I say rise up in the cafeteria and stab them with your plastic forks. I say flogging and flagellation for Miss Crestwood. She gets 100 lashes for every single kid that she has hounded out of that fucking place. I say down with all guidance counselors. Make them work for a living. I can't stay away from this man. Oh, I gotta give him another call.
Here I come, Dave.
Hotline, believe it or not, we care.
Hi, believe it or not, this is Hart Harry, and I would like the pleasure of speaking with Mr. Deaver.
Just a moment, I'll see if he's available.
I love it, they just put me on hold. I'm waiting for you. You can
run, but you cannot hide, Mr. Deaver.
Waiting for the Deev.
Hello, my young friend.
You're in on it, right, Mr. Deaver?
It's all over, son. This phone call has been traced, and whoever you are, you're history.
Well, so be it. Hallelujah. About me. I'm all right. See, I'll bet what's happening out there.
Police are busting some poor little old couple who have been unknowingly supplying me with my phone feed.
There's a phone line coming into the shed here. There's the transmitter, which means the receiver could be in any house within 1,000 yards of here.
I am inside each and every single one of you. Just look in, and I will be there, waving out at you. Naked, wearing only a cock ring.
Oh, time flies when you're on the run. I'm gonna cut out now with this unusual song I'm dedicating to an unusual person. Makes me feel kind of unusual.
Hey, you don't have to talk. You don't have to say anything, and you don't have to do anything. Unless you want to.
It was so different. Huh? I tonight. You're so fearless. I wish I could be like you.
You are.
I wish I could say things to you.
You do.
Everything's so strange. Just crazy.
So be it.
Okay, I think they're just dropping off my neighbor.
I'm all okay.
So, are you really wearing a cock ring?
I've never even seen one.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I read about them in a magazine.
Maybe I don't believe you.
No, I swear. What are you doing? I have neighbors. Stop.
You can talk when you want to.
Yes, I can.
Maybe we should pause for station identification. I gotta go.
It's 3 days since the death of Malcolm Kaiser, and state and local officials still have little idea of the identity of the so-called Hard Harry, although many are convinced he is a student at this school.
This is deep. Your message is out there.
The truth is a virus.
Oh, God. Jesus, this whole thing is making me ill.
Mark, what is with you?
Look, Nora, last night was a mistake. I'm not going on anymore. That's it. It's over. That's
you're
it.
So close.
Close to what?
To getting your message out.
Listen, this is my life you're screwing around with here, you know?
Not anymore, it isn't. This is everyone's life. Mark, you can't leave it like this. People are confused.
So am I.
Mark.
The thing is fucked up.
No,
crazy.
No, the world is fucked up. Just like you said, don't you see that you're the voice? You're the voice you were waiting for.
You're completely nuts.
Yeah, well, you make me nuts.
Oh, excuse me. Young lady, would you come along with us? Donald, come along. Mr. De Niro, you come along with us, please.
What are we being busted for?
Well, we check your files, we'll see. Come along.
No, Brian, everything is under control. I've just ordered psychiatric evaluations on a couple of the key troublemakers, and I can do whatever I like. It's my school, Commissioner. No, you're not coming over here. It would only upset me more, Cabal. Well, shall we have a look at these files? Or shall we discuss the identity of our DJ friend?
Say no more, Mr. Nice Guy! Help!
Don't push me, people. You understand that? Huh?
Hey!
They got forced to take me back.
Where are you going?
Yo, I'm putting this up.
You're not putting anything. Get off the campus.
Yeah, put it on my desk.
You're not supposed to be here.
Hey, what's the matter, Murdoch? You're getting so fancy.
Get out of here. You're not supposed to be here.
What do you want to slam me? Oh, Bill, I'm a big fan of yours.
Get off this.
Can I get an autograph? Get out! Get
out! With you. He was beating up students. What's wrong with this school?
Control yourself.
I will not. I want an answer.
Or suffer the consequences.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about your dismissal.
I've been looking all over for you. I just wanted to apologize for saying that you were nuts.
Forget it. Look, FCC, you know what that means?
Yeah, it means Federal Communications Commission. They can drive around and triangulate wherever the hell a radio signal is coming from. Yes, I know exactly what it means.
Yeah, so fuck it, right? I mean, it's over. Frankly, I don't even give a shit.
What the hell's wrong?
I just got expelled.
What the hell are you talking about?
I'm failing math.
They can't kick you out for that.
I've been cutting classes and I'm way over the limit. They didn't tell me this plan.
So that just deserves a suspension, right?
Well, then I said, fuck you to Crestwood. You should have seen her face. She was so happy. She said, thank you.
School sucks! Jesus Christ!
This is why I don't even care anymore! No! Just leave it alone! There's nothing you can do about it. Hunter, wait a minute. I just wanted to say goodbye. And good luck.
Why?
I was fired. I made a mistake. I thought I could change things. I forgot you don't rock the boat.
Especially when you're in it.
Hey, come on, chin up.
Loretta, what in hell's happening here?
It's the troublemakers. You can't run a top school with troublemakers in the mix.
Okay, so what exactly is a troublemaker?
Someone who has no interest in education.
Oh, come on. That includes every teenager I know.
Can't you understand that nothing is more important than a good education?
Except the basic right to it.
The point is, I have the highest average SAT scores in the state.
Yeah, but how?
I stand by my record.
Mr. Watts, Mr. Watts, Shep Shepard, Channel 6 News here.
Good evening.
How does Washington intend to deal with this situation?
We at the FCC feel that democracy is all about protecting the rights of the ordinary citizen. Unregulated radio would result in programming of the lowest common denominator, the rule of the mob. This is vandalism, not free expression.
Nationally.
There's no way I'm going. It's too risky.
Oh, God, come on.
Right now.
Hi.
Hi.
You okay?
Yeah, fine, great. Never been better.
Started something here.
We?
All right, I started it, but now I need your help to finish it. Nora, I need you.
Well, it's about time.
I've got something to show you.
Is it bigger than a baby's arm?
No, it's outside.
Oh, wow.
It's my mom's Jeep. She kind of loaned it to me.
Who did all this?
Me and Radio Shack. You have driven a Jeep before, right? Oh!
Personally, I'd hope that we'd get to hear him a little bit before they nab him. It'd be interesting to see how hard he is then.
Hi, Dad! Happy birthday! I'm in jail! Jail! Hello, Dad! I'm in jail!
Hi, folks. Seems we have a new listener tonight. Mr. Watts of the FCC.
My favorite person and yours, too, I know.
Hi, Arthur.
Thanks for coming out.
Well, thank you for coming out.
Imagine a fucking political hack being in charge of free speech in America. I'll bet Watts was the guy who took names in high school when the teacher was absent.
This is the problem with free speech. Would you cut that thing, please?
He's the kind of phony in politics who wears a wig.
Did you just turn the damn thing off? Christ. Obviously moving, just pull over everything on wheels.
Welcome to Radio Free America. America's ready. I'm ready. I mean, I want a million voices crying out in the wilderness. Jesus, let's get serious.
Hello. Hello, anyone. This is Arthur Watts. I am under siege.
Maybe Mr. Watts can shed some light on the mysterious disappearances of some of our students. Luis Chavez, age 15, legally kicked out on September 26th. Arthur Washington, age 16, expelled on September 27th. Hector
Garcia. So what does this prove? Not everyone goes to college.
Right.
Mr. Hunter, I think you should be aware of something. After the school received the money from the government for every enrolled student, Mrs. Crestwood would then proceed to weed out those she felt were undesirable.
Nonsense. She doesn't know what she's talking about.
In the first week of school, you flagged all the names with low SAT scores and started files on them. Why?
What are you doing with school property?
She asked you why.
For extra tutoring?
You expelled over 20 students in the first 30 days of school.
And how many others did you harass into dropping out?
And you kept the expelled students' names on the rolls. That's illegal.
The money went to the school. It's all for the good of the school.
Those kids had rights.
They were losers.
Troublemakers.
They're just kids.
I don't regret my policy.
It's criminal. And I'm suspending you.
You can't do that.
Oh, I think I just did.
My harmonizer.
Forget it. Hold on. I gotta get us out of here.
I needed that to disguise my voice.
Well, give me a minute. Maybe we can fix it.
Jesus. Look at this. Fuck it. I'm going on without the
thing. No, I think I've got it.
Okay, this is really me now. No more hiding. Listen, we're all worried. We're all in pain. That comes with having eyes, with having ears. But just remember one thing. It can't get any worse. It can only get better. I mean, high school is the bottom. Being a teenager sucks, but that's the point. Surviving it is the whole point. Quitting is not going to make you strong. Living will. So just hang on and hang in there. You know, I know all about the hating and the sneering. I'm a member of the Why Bother generation myself. But why did I bother to come out here tonight? And why did you? I mean, it's time. It begins with us, not with politicians, the experts, or the teachers, but with us. With you and with me. The ones who need it most. I believe, with everything that's in me,
But the whole world is longing for healing. Even the trees, the earth itself are crying out for it. I mean, you can hear it everywhere. It's the same kind of healing I desperately needed, and finally feel has begun with you.
This is Ethan from LA,
and I'm 16, but I'm not sweet.
Are you running the streets? Call the real runaway hotline.
KCAT, Los Gatos, California.
This is. I am. Are you?
This is No Protection. I'm from New Jersey.
Hi, you're on the air.
Turn on the truth. Stay here.